What's going on, Houdain Nation? It's your host, KJ Report of the Stripe Talk Podcast. And today we're going to be interviewing Tyson Anderson. He'll be in here at about 6 o'clock. So if y'all want to stick around and so we can, so y'all can see what he has to say. I asked him a couple questions. See if we can get a little bit more insight on the trade situation. And whatever else I feel like asking. Giving yourself a haircut is the hardest thing to do. I get that down. Make sure this is right. Let me make sure that shows. There we go. I'm trying to see if I can get my boy Braden in here too. Let's put this chat up here. I see a lot of people hating on the draft class for real. It's crazy. I mean, they could have done better, but it's what it is, man. We're about to go with some athletic guys. And those numbers that they gave our rookies are horrendous. 49 for Barrett Carter, 44 for Demetrius Knight. Those are the ugliest linebacker numbers I've ever seen. Those are like fullback numbers. Stewart, he has a decent number, 97. I would have wished the Bengals allowed players to get single digits, especially on defense. Number four for Stewart would have looked crazy. I probably would have bought their jersey. I probably would have bought Barrett Carter's jersey too if he had zero. But it is what it is. The Bengals are probably stuck in that old way. Tyson should be on here in about 5 minutes, guys. So if y'all have any questions y'all would like to ask him too, because he's not going to be on long because he's got stuff he's got to do. So if y'all got any questions y'all want to ask him, go ahead and put in the chat, and I'll ask him for you. Ugh. And we had a bit of a feud on Twitter between two guys. That was crazy. I don't think talking draft class or football should all lead to personal attacks or anything. Or just arguing in general. Like it shouldn't be that. We all want the same thing. We want a Super Bowl, so. I'm saying my boy's gonna get on here, man. See if we can get some juicy stuff from Tyson. I know he's probably not gonna give us everything, but see if he can give us some type of insight of what's going on with Trey. See if that is gonna lead to, you know, a training camp distraction like it was for Jamar last year. That's what I want to know. I want to know, is this going to, like, drag out to training camp to where he's sitting out of training camp and all this shit? I don't think we need – we can afford a season where there's a distraction again. So there's that. Somebody's in the chat. No, he hasn't came on yet. He'll be here in, like, 3 minutes. 2-3 minutes. I just went on a little earlier just to make sure everything was working right and trying to have no mishaps when he gets on here. If you got any questions for him, go ahead and put it in the chat. So he'll be on here and she'll be on here anytime now. See where he's at. Oh, Brayden, I see you. What's going on, my boy? See. Gotta get your mic on. There you go.
There we go.
Eric, what's going on, my boy?
What's going on? Main day said the Tyson coming. Tyson is not
coming. Nah, we're waiting on him right now.
He should be awesome. He's pretty good about being
early. Oh, yeah.
So
he's straight.
Nice little setup. I got a decent little setup. I used to have my thing like turned this way. You could see like my
jersey
and everything like that. But I don't got anything.
I still gotta get my jerseys framed and put them on that back wall right there.
Yeah, I got my prized possession. Right here.
Oh man, I need one of them. Oh, my boy Tyson's on. Oh, here he is.
Sure, I was in here, right? I'm like, hold on.
Yes, sir. What's going on, my boy?
What's going on? What's the deal? How y'all doing?
Not as much, bro. We're doing straight, bro. How you doing?
Can't complain.
Yes, sir. We just want to ask you a couple questions, what your insight is on some stuff.
Okay. Let's see what my insight is talking about.
All right, so first thing first, Darius Alexander. I know he went to Toledo, and that's your alma mater. So how do you feel about him?
Oh, that's that guy. like I tell people, man, it's not too many bad picks, draftable picks come out of Toledo. Whenever it's a draftable guy coming out of Toledo, we usually all the time we always hit.
I like to
tell people. So I mean, the Giants getting a beast for real. He go learn from a lot of great D linemen that they already got there, and he go to just add to it for real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So how do you feel about Al Golden? I know that Lou had, like, I know I've seen a lot of guys talking about Lou's message got stale or whatever the case may be. What you think about that?
About Lou? Or
just about the change in the scheme in general.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of the stuff, I mean, when you call it changing the scheme, I mean, it's only so many defenses you really can run in football. So when changing the scheme and stuff like that, I mean, it's only certain so many defenses you come by. Coach Lou was a great coach. He had a great tenure here. He was a great coach before he got here. He's gonna be a great coach after he lead the Bengals as well. So, I mean, nothing but love to Coach Lou. He's still a mad scientist for real, through all the ups and downs of our season last year. I mean, he's still one of the best DCs in the business. So we got nothing but love and respect for Coach Lou. And just, I know, me personally, just excited for the new opportunity that's now for real, with everything that's happened with free agency, the draft, and then obviously a new DC, Coach Al. He seemed like a pretty cool dude, laid back, chill, super attention to detail, super focused. So we're going to have a real, real fun time this season.
Yes, sir. That's what I like to see. I see that y'all haven't really added another safety. So you think you're going to be able to play more this year in certain packages? Because I know you're a dog on special teams, so you probably should have been a Pro Bowl on special teams. But I want to see if they can incorporate you in some packages, like actually in the game.
No, yeah, that's for sure the plan coming forward. Just got to continue to just prove it every day, prove it to the organization, prove it to the new DC, prove it to my teammates, prove it to myself, and to whatever happened when it's time, it's going to happen. It's nothing but God's timing, so I can't rush.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So about Jamar and T, you excited about having them guys back?
Say if you not, you crazy as a Bengals fan. So yeah, actually super excited to have them back. I mean, never had no doubt that they wouldn't be here for real. But I mean, super excited when you got two great weapons on that side of the ball like that with Joe B passing it to him. I mean, it's great things gonna happen often. Yes, sir. Often.
Hell yeah, man. And I think your camera went off.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. I know that you go. Yeah, we hear you. Oh, did he get off?
He might have got a phone call. He's probably going to have to rejoin. All
right.
But yeah, I mean,
I'm back on here. There you go.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what had happened.
You straight, bro. You straight. I know you're going into going to be going to free agency next year. Are you looking to stay in Cincinnati, or you know what I'm saying? That's your first thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to go nowhere for real. So I pray that's in God's plan for me for sure.
Yes, sir.
Here for sure. Go keep praying on it and to pray everything goes away. I want it to go for real, but I'm leaving it all to God for real. But I hope to be around here for a long time though.
Well, that's what we're going to hear, man. We'll love to have you here for a couple more years.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. So I know you probably can't say too much, or I don't know if you know too much about this, but you think Trey, his situation is going to go like into training camp? You think that's going to be like a distraction like DeMar was last year?
I mean, I would never say even Jamar's was a distraction to the guys. I mean, we all know every individual got their own personal stuff going on within the business of the game, within the game itself. So like we understand to separate everything. So when guys going through their negotiation talks, that's never really a distraction to us in the locker room. Yeah, do we want our guys around? Heck yeah. We really love our brothers for real. But I wouldn't say it's a distraction for real. We want the best for them, just like they want the best for us, and just like the organization want the best for all of us. So just go to that we all hoping and praying that just like the fans. So I mean, it's a great likely chance. So we just sit back and watch how it all unshake for real.
Yeah, man. Hopefully we can get him signed, man. I don't want him to leave. He's been such like one of the star pieces on defense, and we're probably gonna need him now that we got rookies and you know Miles Murphy on the other side. He's gonna need some more help on that side.
No, yeah. So, hey,
yes, sir.
Can't wait to see him to walk back in that locker room. So
yeah, you know, man.
Waiting and hoping for the same things for real, for real. He a beast though, and to a great teammate, great guy, and great leader. Great father, great husband, great everything for real. So it's a dude we for sure want around, and he's a great teammate though.
Yes, sir. So you know we just got some guys in the draft. Tell me how you feel about some of our draft picks.
Yeah, I've been talking about it a lot for real. Just I like all our draft picks. I think they all gonna be coming in ready to play in positions that the organization think we felt like we needed to address and handle. And I'm just going to try to be a good leader and to help them out as best I can to make their rookie year as best they can so they can to come in and contribute on defense, on special teams, on to everything for real.
Yes, sir. That's what we like.
Good class, though. Good class. What's your thoughts about our class? Everybody got their own opinions.
All right. So
I don't really get to the draft classes for real like that. I just I see everybody as just equal for real, so I don't really be judging like people's games and different. Like it's just like I don't know. So it's always funny to hear y'all's perspective on everybody.
Yeah,
because y'all go deep on this. I be like, dang.
Hey, it do get crazy on Twitter, man, for some of these fans.
No, yeah,
but
the truth.
I think Shamar Stewart is a good pick. He's got a lot of athletic
Let me just
tricks.
Get a grade. I don't. You ain't got
a.
You
a grade. Okay.
Yeah, overall grade. Like how you feel? Like you really did.
I get him probably like a B.
B.
I give him about a B because there's some guys I would have wanted them to get at like certain spots, but I think we got some good value, especially with the two linebackers that we brought in. And Demetrius Knight and Barrett Carter. But I don't like that they gave them numbers 49 and 44. That's crazy for linebackers, bro.
Barrett Carter.
You want him to have? You want him to have number two?
Nah, I wanted Barrett to get number zero. He wore that in college.
Okay, zero is a number. Yeah, I ain't seen nobody wear zero on the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't think nobody probably is going to wear zero, to be honest.
Barrett Carter is about to be attached to you at the hip. They're calling him a new special teams guy.
Oh, yeah.
You said who is, though? I couldn't hear you.
Barrett Carter.
New green dot. Okay.
Apparently.
Okay, then. Say no more.
Yeah, I'm seeing some people say he can play defensive back, too.
Dang, he that athletic? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Swiss Army Knife, then.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, y'all got me turned. I can't wait to play alongside that.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all gonna be crazy.
Nah, for sure. It's gonna be a fun year though, for sure.
Yeah, man. I can't wait, bro. I can't wait to see y'all boys on the field. Get to cheer y'all on and get to see you make some tackles or probably some interceptions. Cause I know in preseason you had two last year.
That was 2 years ago. Now,
oh, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. No.
There's one thing that we got to critique with that. I mean, two interceptions, that's great. The touchdown celly was not it.
It wasn't. I apologize for that.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
He hit the airplane.
The celebration was weak. I ain't gonna cap. The celebration.
Hey, you can get with Jamar and T. They're going to get you right, my boy.
No, JB27 really got it held down.
We good. Next pick six is going to be – I'm going viral.
going viral.
Next pick six, we go viral.
The worm going to be pulled out there.
Hey, we got to see Tyson do the gritty, man. I got to see him do the gritty, bro.
I'll try to work on it, though. Pull it out a little bit. Might see what I can do, a little three-step.
How'd you feel about Joe B's gritty against the Broncos last year?
I mean, hey, Joe B's smooth. Joe B can do no wrong though. So hey, that was a top tier gritty. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it was smooth.
Smooth.
Better than Mike.
Wasn't expecting him to do it right there either. That's what made it even better, though. Was not expecting.
Whole stadium was pretty. Somebody said, "Tell him to hit the worm."
Huh. I ain't doing that, so not the worm. We gotta have some better celebrations than the worm, though.
We gotta walk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Come on, chat.
Hey, I gotta see somebody hit the what's that? Spray the room.
You see that one? Let me see.
Where's like everybody spraying the room? You kick down the door, and you spray the room.
15 yards. It's 15 yards.
Yeah, come on, bro. Now you about to get us.
That's 15 yards now.
That's a you shooting a gun. Come on, like you spraying the whole. Come on, that's a flag.
Hey, that didn't. I seen.
They gonna find us for that, bro.
Who did that on the Ravens? I forgot. I think it was either Zay or Odell when he did it. I ain't know they start flagging y'all now though.
No, they Yoshi got a flag, but he might have probably got fined.
Yoshi got like 10.
No, it's like a violent gesture though. That's considered a violent gesture though. I didn't see dudes and guys fined.
Yes, showing your belt now is a violent gesture. I see that they're gonna start finding off of that.
Mm-hmm. That's
crazy,
showing.
Bro.
I mean, you know what you're showing. It is a violent gesture though.
I mean, you could say it's belt to ass though. So you're using the belt, you know, showing your belt. I mean,
I guess. Could say that, but I mean, dang. You can't beat your kids in America no more too. So that's a violent gesture, bro.
I call it the no fun league, man. I can't do nothing, man.
Dang, no fun league.
That's tough. Man.
We'll be out there having a blast, though.
I mean, I see. It's just, I feel like some of these flags, man, it's just OD for certain stuff. Like talking, like if y'all are like going back and forth talking, like back and forth to an opponent, they, you know what I'm saying, taunting. Like, I don't think that should be taunting, man.
Yeah. No, yeah, the taunting stuff for sure is a little. Everybody 50-50 when it comes to the taunting, though. Some people like it.
Yeah. Tyson, tell us a little bit about your stream that you've been on recently.
Yeah, man, I got to pop it on the stream, man, at the Real TA26 on the stream. So we've been on there just chopping it up. I was supposed to have a little Bengals draft recap, but end up not even having it. But feel free to pop on there, y'all. I'm just be playing video games, chopping it up with my friends and family. Just chilling for real, for real. Reading the word, playing some games. Me and Braden chopping it up.
Do you play Warzone? It's a question.
Yeah. Warzone, Lil 2K, NCAA, Hogwarts, Assassin's Creed.
I tried to get into Hogwarts, bro, but I don't know. It was just something about it I just couldn't get into it.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, it's fun. It really is fun, though. It's
fun. I have to re-download that, man.
Nah, that's the game that you're most locked in on.
It really is, though. I'd be locked in a little bit on Warzone, though. I just gotta.
We gotta run that. We gotta run that Warzone, man.
That's a bet.
Yes, sir. Y'all gonna have to. You gonna send me a? What you play on PC or?
P5,
you got to send me a PSN there.
That's a bet.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't have any more questions for you. Braden, you got any more questions for him?
I mean, I don't see you out there in ball. I mean, we'll be in touch. So I'll see you at OTAs. I mean, I better see some good highlight clips. If I don't, you know what I mean? We got to have a stern talk on it.
No, we're going to have a good convo. We got to have a good convo.
I just want you to tell us a little bit more about guys like PJ Jules, yourself. How do you build rapport with those guys in the locker room? I know it's a little bit hard. You know, some of those guys want to cling to, you know, Jordan Battle, Von Bell, some of those guys. As a guy who hasn't really got your opportunity because of the former staff, you know, kind of kept you in the belt, hasn't really let you unleash your full wrath yet. How do you get those guys? How do you build rapport with those guys? Are you making jokes with them? You know, are you taking them out to dinner? Are you kind of showing them the ropes? What's going on with that?
I mean, honestly, I mean, the rapport has been built for years, for real, for real. I mean, you talk about with Dax, the rapport with Cam, the rapport with DJ Turner, the rapport with DJ Ivy, the rapport with Josh Newton, the rapport with Marco Wilson when he just first got here, Jalen Davis when. So he's been here my whole time. I've been here. Rapport with Nate Brooks. He's been like, so the rapport been like it's been building and building and building for a while. So I mean, it's just at that point, it's just continue to just to show up every day, continue to connect with the dudes. I mean, we all different, so we all got different things we can connect with, whether that's chess, whether that's bowling, whether that's to playing the video game, whether that's streaming, whether that's clothes, whether that's whatever it is. But that's just how I kind of build rapport with the guys, just to, and just being myself for real, and all the guys to respect me for it for real. And that's
heard you a lot.
Yeah.
Last question, man, I promise. What do you got to say to the naysayers about the defense this year? There's a lot of chatter, but I mean, we gotta hear something.
Only time will tell everything. I ain't into all the talking. Time will tell everything, y'all. That's hey.
In due time.
Yeah, in due time. We go see what's going on. In due time.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate you for coming on here, man. I know you got a lot of things to do probably. But we appreciate you answering our questions. I know Who They Nation, glad to hear from you.
No doubt. Gotta love Who They Nation. They've been there from the beginning, so I appreciate them. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir, man. All right, man. You have a good one, brother.
All right, y'all too.
All right, bro.
That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. First interview on the pod. Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all out there in OTAs, man. I'm trying to come out there doing training camp, try to build some relationships with some of these guys, man.
Yes, sir. It's the best way to do it. Go out there and put your name out there.
Yeah. It's gonna be the only way.
We're about there. Picked up Dax's 5th-year option. I mean, I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I just seen that. I hope he could he's young, so he should probably bounce back better, way better than Cheeto did on that ACL. I'm excited to see Dax out there, man, because he was balling, bro, before he went down.
Yeah, Dax was good. I mean, I was telling people in spaces earlier today, I would like to see a little bit more from him. Not that I don't think he's a good player. I think he played well. But I just want to see him play a full season and play it at corner. I think people took that the wrong way. I got a few DMs after, like, How dare you say that about Dax? Like, bro, like, I was not saying that about Dax. I was just saying, like, we had not seen him in a full season at corner yet.
The problem with let me fix this. All right, so the problem with the fan base is if you say anything about any player, they will try to, like, come and flood your DMs, talking crazy in the comments. It's like, it's crazy. Like, you can't have no criticism up to nobody because freaking, let's see. My boy, not crazy. But our first interview with Tyson Anderson is complete. If you wasn't here, you can watch this back. You probably gonna watch this. It's recorded and all that. Couldn't give us too much on Trey. I was hoping I'd get a little bit more from that, but I guess time will tell. Time will tell. And you heard what he just said. So it wasn't a distraction for the players. Even last year with Jamar, that wasn't a distraction. That was more of a national media thing. That was just what they were saying. So it's not really to the players that they're distracted. So can't really use that, those contract things as an excuse. I mean, I know it might seem like a distraction, but you just heard it from the player himself. The guys were good, man. When the player's going through those contract things, it's really between the front office and the player. It doesn't really go into the locker room or anything. And hopefully we can see him on here again and probably get another player or so on here. Hey, main day, the worm celebration is like not happening. I don't know what type of so give me this. So if you do this, you do the spray, that's a violent gesture. So but what about what T is doing, like when he's doing like this? Like, how is that not a violent gesture too? Like, I don't get that. I don't understand the correlation. How they gonna deem something violent? I don't know. I seen T do that. I seen George Pickens do it. I seen Zay Flowers do it. I'm sure more wide receivers have done it. I just can't think of their names right now. But that's all I got for you guys today, man. I appreciate you guys for coming on here and giving me the time of the day. You know, we're ascending. We're getting there. We're getting to the point where, you know, everything's going to be smoother. But I'll see you guys next week. I'll tweet out the exact day. I'm going to try to get some other guys on here so we can have more discussions. But I'll see you guys next week, and I appreciate y'all.